This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The word will get out. Let me correct that. The truth will get out. You guys may not remember this story because it was not considered that big of a deal at the time, even though it was covered by the so-called media. The lady's name that I'm going to speak about, her name was Ariana Vaccari. And she quit MSNBC, left in what I would call an acrimonious way. And essentially what she determined in her tenure there, and she was a lifelong leftist, is that the job forces journalists to make bad decisions. They actually become sellouts. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. She says, when she left, that the stories are picked on how well they will rate. And she says when she worked in radio, that was never the case. I agree. I don't cover stories by how they rate. I will tell you this, the little bit of inside baseball. If you have an audience show where you're relying on the audience to give you feedback, like what's going to light up the phones, then you may bring up a controversial topic and try to get the phones to light up. Let me tell you what that is. And I don't have any problem with people doing this. I was in John Gibson's office when he was with Fox Radio, Fox News Radio. And John would find a topic that lit the phones up, and then he stayed on it. Because he looked at it as, well, that must be what the public is interested in. And it makes it easy, it makes for easy radio. Because once callers start to call in, as long as they stay on topic, and they're not talking like, you know, this and really slow. If they're decent callers, and a good call screener, by the way, will make sure that you have decent callers, then the show moves really fast. Now, I don't do that kind of show. I'm so enthralled with me that I just pretty much do me, even though we will get your calls in from time to time. But I'm interested in what I'm interested in. And if you happen to be interested in it, then congratulations to both of us. But I'm not looking for, quote, ratings. I believe every show I do, except, you know, if I'm really tired. And I mean, every now and then you phone it in because you're tired or something. But I believe every show that I do is meaningful and has some sort of consequence, and you'll get something out of it. And that's what it is. And it isn't ego that has me mostly doing me. Not at all. It's just that I got a lot to cover. I got a small amount of time to cover it. And I do believe that it's significant. But she's right. Radio, for the most part, is about, if you're a good host, it's about what you think is relevant and you put that out there. Now, she worked for Lawrence O'Donnell, if you guys remember The Last Word. The guy, he's explosive. By the way, go do some research on this guy. He's Alec Baldwin of media. This dude he just gets so upset. He's angry. They can't, even with Biden having been cheated into a win, they're still mad. You can't make them happy. When Trump got elected, I mean, we were happy before Trump got elected. We stay happy. Even with the cheat that went on, we're just like, okay, we'll figure it out. Because we're not unhappy people. Our lives have meaning no matter who's president. And even when you put in a brain-dead moron stooge like Joe Biden, who will never be my president, I will never officially recognize the 46th president of the United States. At least not this one. Maybe the next legit one will become the 46th. But anyway, here's the point about Ariana Vaccari. She says, for MSNBC, when she left, there was attack Trump all the time. She said, one senior producer said to her, our viewers don't consider us the news. They come to us for comfort. But she said she still craves full and civil discourse. See, that's what the left lacks, is the ability to just sit down and have a conversation. And they know it themselves. You can't go off any part of the script without somebody saying, you're one of them. Or they get skeptical about you. And then what happens? You know what happens. Your career is in jeopardy. Your friendships are in jeopardy. Your whole life can tumble. The rug can be pulled out on just a blink of an eye. That's what she's talking about. And once they set the strategy, they send it out to all the media, and you better toe the line. If they tell you, stop calling it the Chinese virus or Chinese Wu flu or the Wuhan virus or whatever, you better do it, and you better start calling it COVID-19 or the coronavirus and leave China alone. End of story. If they tell you that the world is going to end in 12 years and that the biggest existential threat to our civilization is global climate change, you better toe the line. That's what she was upset about. They tell you what to say and you can't discuss it. The other side is evil. Their side is good. End of story. And she's going, that's not journalism. And more importantly, that's not life. And she left unceremoniously from MSNBC. And I don't know what she's doing. I think there's so many people that wake up to this. And there's so many people that are afraid. And I'll tell you something, conservatives. If we figure out a way to alleviate their fear, they'll come over in droves. Let me give you an example. School teachers. School teachers, if you interview them, they want to be interviewed like they're undercover cops. They want to be in black, you know, silhouette. They want their voices to be modified so you can't tell who they are. They don't want any part of you knowing who they are. These are school teachers. They're not drug dealers. The ones who want to turn state's evidence against their peers and against the unions are so afraid. They don't want to lose their pensions. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want, in some cases, they don't want to lose more than that. We got to give them a safe place to land. And if we can do that over the next 2 to 4 years and turn some of them into true whistleblowers and flip them, say, no, stay, do what you're doing, and let's figure this out. Let's sort of have an undercover expose of the real system of leftism. Who knows? We might actually win this battle at some point. But until then, we got a lot of work to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Parler, the conservative social media platform that's supposedly the equivalent of Twitter, well, they fired their CEO, a guy by the name of John Matz. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Matz was fired. One of my buddies tweeted me. Now, he texts me, says, hey, what do you think it was about it? And I was like, many things. Many things were done wrong by Parler. Now, look, I don't know. I'm not pointing fingers at Matz exclusively. But here's what I'll tell you. First of all, it was not a stable platform. It's just it didn't do what Twitter does. And you didn't go on it and go, wow, this is really cool. You know, this, that, and the other. When you're doing what we call a Me Too product, you got to bring something a little different. Now, the difference was they're leftists and we're free speech, which the first thing Parler's CEO should have done is he should have issued some sort of a communique that said, you know what? We're not conservative. We're a free speech platform. Many leftists can come here, Democrats, independents, I don't care. You can come over here and have discourse. The other side is leftists. They only want certain things out there. We are not. So if he had issued a statement something like that, at least he would get the dialogue going. Why do you call us conservative? I would have been all over the media going, I don't understand why you continue to call us conservative. See, we have one side that's shutting down free speech and another that isn't. Now, you can argue, oh, well, so-and-so shouldn't be heard. We're not going to wage that argument. That's exactly why people are leaving the other side. That what they've decided is what you can and cannot say. See, what we encourage, and in fact, I'll make you a bet. If any leftist organization, if you are into killing babies, if you support terrorism by way of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, etc., come on over. You can still have your speech there. Because, see, we're willing to debate you on the battle of ideas. I would have done it in such an incendiary way. I would have called them out. If you like killing babies, if you think Planned Parenthood is not an anti-black organization, and but even though it puts its things there, come on over. We'd love to talk to you about it. So, number one, he doesn't know how to generate good media for his service. And then he talks about having tech issues, and I'll read what he says here in a second. But that's part of the reason. The second thing is, if you get into something like that, you have to already be looking at what are the possibilities of what they do to me. In other words, what's your backup plan? Now, I'm a risk guy. I was a management consultant but a lot of what we did was in evaluating risk of major corporations. Well, if you're a risk person, one of the things that you look at is, what's our contingency plan if the cake hits the fan? He had none. The service is down. It's still down. Now, what the left showed is they can shut him down and win. And the hours and hours of time that people put into it. I know Laura Loomer was over there and had a million followers. Dan Bongino was over there, had hundreds of thousands. He may have had the most, I heard. And many others. All gone. Effort wasted. And so now the next conservative thing that comes up, people go, well, do they have a contingency plan? Are they going to be around? What's going to happen with them? Is Amazon going to do whatever? That's the problem. You set the path where people are going, I don't know. I don't know if I want to sign up for all these others. The other thing that he did, And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. He missed an amazing media opportunity, not just what I said, but in becoming the victim. And explaining, how they've gone against him. And then he could have been the Pied Piper of how they were going to retool and, we're coming back better. We had our, if he had a contingency plan, here's where you can go and here's how this works. Now there were so many missed opportunities there that you have to wonder if he knew what he was doing. Anyway, well, here's what he said. On January 29th, the Parler board, controlled by Rebecca Mercer, decided to immediately terminate my position as CEO of Parler. Now, in calling out Rebecca Mercer, that's not a smart thing to do. So the Mercers are a wealthy family out of New York, and they do a lot to support conservative causes. But he called her out personally. He could have just said, the board let me go. He says, I understand that those who now control the company have made some communication to employees and third parties that have unfortunately created confusion and prompted me to make a public statement. So he's going to war with a group of people who I know personally support this type of an effort. He says, over the past few months, he's been met with constant resistance to his original vision. And this was maybe where it comes in. For the social media platform, following Amazon's decision to shut Parler down for failure to moderate egregious content related to the January 6th Capitol riot. And he says, his strong belief in free speech and his view of how the Parler site should be managed. And he wrote, for example, I advocated for more product stability and what I believe is a more effective approach to content moderation. says he worked endless hours. He fought constant battles to get the site running, but at this point, the future of Parler is no longer, quote, in my hands. Want to thank the employees, blah, 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 supporters, etc. Says there's talented individuals. He's got lots of respect for him. And here's what's funny. They said, after several Parler users were found to have been participants in the January 6th Capitol riot, the company was swept up in a campaign with Amazon Web Services and several other third-party service providers critical to the service, dropped them as a client. I want you to just think about that. So if somebody on Facebook commits a crime, is that Zuckerberg's issue? That is so asinine, it's amazing. How this guy couldn't get in front of these things and be out there saying, I mean, that's the first thing I would have said, okay, great. So what you're trying to tell me is Amazon's, all of their employees are solid citizens. They've never done anything. Everything that Jeff Bezos does, there's nobody that's done anything. Because I know there are people out there who have committed crimes that work for Amazon or one of Bezos' companies, and nobody's holding their feet to the fire. And what about Facebook, who actually live streamed the rape of a woman or various other crimes? What about that? Anybody going to talk about this guy? No offense to him, but you got to be on top of this stuff, man. If you're going to be the El Jefe, the dude in charge, you got to be on top of it. And this guy apparently wasn't on top of it. Unbelievable. He says he called for a respectful conversation to improve our society. That sounds rather leftist to me. What I would say is we have a platform that's free speech. You may not like it all, but it follows the First Amendment and nobody should be able to shut us down. I would have gone after these guys big time.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230 to 199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News. China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Colleges and universities are just cesspools of leftism. A real indicator of the state of academia in America. To call it education is just disgusting. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Glad you are with me. Oh, my gosh. I got this story. Campus Reform, by the way, does an amazing job in documenting all the nonsense that's happening in colleges and universities. And we try to capture that through Seeking Educational Excellence .org. And I'm just going to put this out there. If you are a big donor, you know, $1,000 or above, contact me if you want to do something about education, because that's our nonprofit. And you can get, you know, you can get your tax deductions if you want to donate to that. But we are doing some absolutely stellar work there. And I just want you guys to really go out there and look. And what we're doing to push back against 1619 critical race theory and things, and Black Lives Matter, I don't think there's anybody doing a better job. I'll be honest with you. And, you know, if we could get past this social media blockade that they have for our stuff, people will wake up to this. Black folks would be very upset to know all the things that are being done as part of this game. But it's not just blacks. It's they're attacking everything. And one of the things that they constantly attack, and academia is great for it, we've got terms like intersectionality, cisgender, and things that, you know, the average person doesn't even know what it means. And these academics love doing this because it's constantly fooling us. What's the definition of this? What does this mean? I don't get it. And by the time the public realizes what's happened, it's now policy. And if you think it's going to get any easier, you better wake up. Because this Biden crime family that now occupies the White House is going to make sure that all this nonsense gets railroaded through. They got to remind America of how racist the country is. And you want to know who are the racists? The very people occupying the seats of power. They are the real racist. They want everybody in this country demoralized. Let me begin with a few of these things that Campus Reform highlighted. Here's one. Michigan State University announced it's no longer going to use the terms foreign and alien in order to create a more inclusive environment. Now, these are words that have meaning. There's an entire series of movies named after Alien, right? We all know what a foreigner is. Well, how's that not inclusive? If you're from another country, if somebody says, well, that's foreign to me, it means I don't understand it. It's from a different thing. It's a different culture. But you can't say that. Provost Teresa Woodruff addressed the Associated Students of MSU General Assembly to announce the new non-pejorative language. She stated that moving forward, international students should be referred to as, get this, non-domestic or international. What in the heck is the difference? Is one more pleasing to the ear or what? It makes no difference. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You want to predict the future? As soon as you start using non-domestic and international, they're going to say, oh, we no longer want to use non-domestic and international because we want to create a more inclusive environment. They're going to move the goalpost every single time. Here's one you knew was happening, going to happen. It's at the University of Pittsburgh. After the University of Pittsburgh's Alumni Association called for a policy change to end the use of the terms king and queen, the university announced in October that it will no longer use traditional titles. Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations Nancy Merritt called the terms antiquated language. Instead, the school will provide a Spirit of Pitt Award to the homecoming royalty. Now, I say to the University of Pittsburgh, somebody better tell the drag queens this, because they proudly use that language. Now, a king and a queen is no good. I wonder what happens when the royal, if the Queen of England decides to come over, are they going to make her the royalty of England? What are they going to say about her? Antiquated? There's a lot that's antiquated. But the use of that stuff isn't antiquated. It's silly. And it's almost like all these schools are trying to outdo each other in who can be the most woke. The woke generation. In March, the University of California's Council of Chief Diversity Officers released a guidance document regarding how to hold a, quote, positive and inclusive campus climate during the pandemic. The list tells students and faculty to, quote, reject racism, sexism, xenophobia, and all hateful or intolerant speech, both in person and online. It also instructs students not to use terms such as China virus and to not allow the use of these terms by others. So you're going to police people's language. Well, I'll say this to them. I dare you to police mine. When I'm talking about the China virus, the Wu flu, the Wuhan virus, or whatever, I dare you to police mine. This is just, it's insanity. Can you imagine some 20-year-old kid and you're talking about the Wu flu or the Wuhan virus? And well, excuse me, but it's, I would say, listen, I don't know how things work in your family, but you don't speak to elders that way. Not in my family. We don't pay attention to little punks like you. You will never correct me in anything that I say. And if you feel the need that you're offended, go. Get out of my presence. I don't need you here. I dare it. Try it with me. Here's another one. This was all in campus reform. I just want to be clear. An instructor at the University of Virginia called to abolish the phrase, you're going to love this, student athlete, claiming it has arguably racial undertones. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I want this to sink in for a minute. Student athlete. Somebody has seen racism in the term student athlete. I'm curious. I didn't read this, so I'm curious. We're going to learn about this together. In an op-ed, Molly Harry defended calling the term racially charged by saying that, quote, today, the majority of revenue-producing athletes in the sports of football and men's basketball are black. They are coached mostly by white men. Okay, I'll stop there. So what does that have to do with student-athlete? If you really wanted to take it to its logical level, you would say, well, the student-athletes that I know who are black, sadly, they are not very good students. They're mostly athletes, and when they wash out of the system, they end up with nothing. And even if they get a pro deal, they leave their sport of choice and end up with nothing. I mean, if you want to take it to its infinite level, who cares? Give them whatever title. The university does a disservice to them by even referring to them as students. And what's being coached by mostly white men got to do with it? It very well could be true that a lot of the coaches are white, but a lot of these kids are coached by black men. What do you call them then? She also pointed out that the man who coined the term student athlete was a white man. Oh, really? So it's cultural appropriation? To use a term coin. Hey, in case you didn't realize it, black people are using a white man's language. So, I tell you what, Molly Harry, how do you expect us to communicate if we have to use a white man's tongue? I told you that's part of the biggest cultural appropriation on the planet. Black people learning other people's languages. I speak multiple culturally appropriated languages. God, this is so awesome. When I talk about these subjects, I really have to remember, Kevin, this is a little bit of a light show. We don't really want to get so deep. You want to make deep points but not get too into it. But because education is such a big deal to me, it was for my kids, it was for me, and I see what's happening to a generation of black kids, I get very disturbed by people like Molly Harry. She thinks she's protecting black athletes by changing the lexicon. We shouldn't call them student athletes. Well, what do you want to call them, white woman? You want Jesse Jackson to give us a new name? Will that help you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I want to finish talking about this elimination of certain sayings and things like this. That, and I'm going to begin with leading anti-racist professor calls the term "legal vote" racist. In November, Boston University's director of Center for Anti-Racist Research, Ibram Kendi, said the phrase "legal vote" is racist. He says it is fictionally fraught with functionally racist, fictionally fraught and functionally racist as the terms illegal alien and race neutral and welfare queen, handouts, super predator, crack baby, personal responsibility, post-racial, This misinformation of widespread voter fraud or illegal voting in Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Phoenix, where black and brown voters predominate, is baked into the term legal vote, Kendi added. No matter what GOP propaganda says, there's nothing wrong with these voters and votes. That's what's being taught in your schools. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. But here's the one I want to focus on. It has to do with transgender. Sexual reassignment surgery, they say, is an outdated term. Then we're going to get into this whole transgender issue in our last segment for this particular broadcast. In December, Vanderbilt University published a gender affirmation toolkit for its employees in an effort to create a safe work environment. The toolkit explains how to properly use terms like gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. Every time I read these different things, I say to myself, I'm so glad I did not get a degree, you know, get anything that required me to be in academia. These are the dumbest people on the planet. Dumb. It also listed sexual reassignment surgery on its list of outdated and demeaning words. Until the next series of outdated. I remember when in the 60s everybody wanted to be called black. We went from Afro-American to black. Those were choices made by blacks. They said, call us Afro-Americans. And then they went, no, call us blacks. And then they went, no, call us African Americans. Okay. Now what? What are we going to eventually call blacks? Because you can't even say, I don't know how many people are, Kevin, I don't know if you can say black. I say it all the time. I don't say African American. You don't hear me say it. I talk about black folks. And I don't care if I'm in academia or whatever. And now, sexual reassignment surgery. What is it? That's exactly what it is. What do you want to call it that lessens the impact? Pretty soon, what? You can't call. Let's not call it cancer. Let's call it, errant cell dissection or something. They'll give it some kind of academic name, force us to use it, or else we're not politically or socially correct about it, because you can't have people with cancer feeling sad about it or being called out for it. And if you don't capitulate, if you don't do it, well, guess what? You're part of the problem. I want to play this clip. This is Rand Paul talking with one of Biden's appointees about guys playing girls' sports. And Rand Paul makes the case. He goes, it's not fair. He goes, I don't care how you look at it, boys who become girls and play women's sports are dominant. Rand Paul's got daughter. Hey, I got four sons. I don't care. Because I haven't gone to a track meet where my daughter's running and goes, man, she had no shot. Look at the dude that was running against her. I had no shot. We claim that we want to, showcase women and their sports and showcase the power of women. And then the first thing we do is we let dudes who become women dominate them. And you guys have heard me talk about this subject because I chuckle at it. I chuckle at feminism. I chuck at it too, but I chuckle at it mostly because these feminists claim this is the fairness that they want, all this other crap. And then what they end up getting, how do you fight it? If you want the transgender community to be part of your LGBTQ thing, then how do you fight against it when you know it's not fair? When you know, I mean, look, I don't know how much evidence you need to know that when a dude, by the way, he doesn't even have to get rid of his naughty bits to be a dude. But if a dude does get rid of his naughty bits and he's 6'4" and he's going to compete against girls who are 5'8" and don't have the physical capabilities that he once had, they're going to get dominated. Now, maybe women have something up their sleeve where they, want to show. Maybe enough men will become effeminate and then there will be a race of Amazons, but it won't be in my lifetime. I'm going to tell you about my lifetime. Women will never be better in sports than men. I'm talking about sports that require physical strength and all the things that make a man, you know, a man. They will never be that. I see this girl. She's the top female athlete in CrossFit. This chick would run circles around me and most of the dudes that I know. But she won't run circles around the top CrossFit dude. She won't even run circles around the top, the 80% of the CrossFit dudes. So congratulations to her for being the top CrossFit. She does a commercial. I'm the top CrossFit woman in the world, which means she's not as good as 80% of the men. Now, congratulations to her for being better than 20% of the CrossFit men and probably a lot bigger percentage of the non-CrossFit men. But you know what? Any one of those 80% of the dudes is better than all of the women. All of them, including her. And don't get mad at me for giving you a dose of the truth. Let's play that clip.
The Office of Civil Rights sent a letter to Connecticut saying that boys can't compete with girls in sports, or they shouldn't be forced to allow boys to compete in girls' sports. If you're confirmed, will you enforce that Office of Civil Rights opinion?
Hello, Senator. Thank you for the question. I understand that there are a lot of concerns about that. It's if confirmed, it's my responsibility and my privilege to make sure that we're following our civil rights of all students, and that includes activities that they may engage in high school or in athletics.
What do you think in general about boys running in girls' track meets like they've been doing in Connecticut?
I think that it's critically important that education systems and educators respect the rights of all students, including students who are transgender, and that they are afforded the opportunities that every other student has to participate in extracurricular activities.
Does it bother you that, like, the top 20% of boys running in track meets beat all of the girls in the state, and that it, you know, would be, you know, completely destroy girls' athletics? The girls are being pushed out. They don't make the finals in the state meet. They don't get college scholarships, that it's really detrimental to girls' sports. Do you worry about having boys running girls' track meets?
You know, I recognize and appreciate the concerns and the frustrations that are expressed. I've, as Commissioner of Education, have had conversations with families who have felt the way you just described it, and families of students who are transgender. So I understand that this is a challenge. I look forward to working with you and others to...
Do you think it's fair to have boys running in the girls' track meet?
I think it's appropriate for... I think it's the legal responsibility of schools to provide opportunities for students to participate in activities, and this includes students who are transgender.
So you don't have a problem then with boys running in the girls' track meet, swimming meets, name it. You're okay then with boys competing with girls?
Respectfully, Senator, I think I answered the question. I believe schools should offer the opportunity for students to engage in extracurricular activities, even if they're transgender. I think that's their right.
All right. Well, a lot of us think that that's bizarre, you know, not very fair. You know, I come from a family that has a lot of girls who have competed in college athletics, have been state champions, and frankly, you know, some boy that's 6'2" competing against my 5'4" niece doesn't sound very fair. I think most people in the country think it's bizarre, you know, that it's just completely bizarre and unfair that people, and you're going to run the Department of Education, you've got no problem with it. That concerns me, and I think it's, this kind of thing is going to lead to really just the vast majority of America just wondering, who are these people that think it's okay? From what planet are you from? I mean, to think it's okay that boys would compete with girls in a track meet, that somehow would be fair.
Kudos to Rand Paul. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Kudos to Rand Paul for sticking up to common sense. He's defending women. I'm telling you, folks, watch the implosion of the left on itself in the next few years. It'll be fun to watch.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.